I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on your FM dial. We are streaming live all across the country on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network from 6 to 10. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Jucks. Looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, September 11th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Auville is here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
23 years ago, Mr. Bickle.
Yep. Very somber day.
Yeah.
Super dark day in our country's history.
Remember it like it was yesterday, too.
Yep. I remember. Yeah. Yeah. My memory fades on a lot of things, but that day is sadly crystal clear.
It was a different time, too, because social media has come so far. Well, cell phones have come so far.
Social media has dragged us back several years.
I understand that, but the technology has improved. Because I believe you learned from 9/11 through me from a phone call, a traditional phone call, not a text message, a phone call about fantasy football, and I told you, put on your TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was terrible. I was in my basement. I remember I was at my little computer area, and I was digesting what happened. The Broncos had played on Monday Night Football,
right?
And I had no idea what was happening. Because I wasn't watching TV. I didn't have the TV on in the background.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like in a little cocoon.
My first daughter was just born a couple months before that. She was laying on me, on my chest in my bed. And my mother called me and said, you need to turn on CNN.
Right.
So I turned, and I saw the second plane.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it.
Horrifying.
Yeah, it was tremendous. Anyway, think about those thousands of people that passed away that day.
Obviously,
that was awful.
Yeah, definitely. Keep them in your thoughts.
Mr. Bickle, I'm going to I'll say hello to your boy Ron Rivera today.
Why would you?
You're going to have face to face?
You're sleeping on the Solheim Cup, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to be at the Solheim Cup today.
Fill me in on what the Solheim Cup is.
Guess.
I'm pretty sure it's golf's version on the female side of the Ryder Cup.
See, you already knew it.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, but I'm guessing most of the audience doesn't know what the Solheim Cup is.
Okay, well, you just told them.
Sometimes ask questions so that you can explain it for the audience.
All right, well, you nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at RTJ in Gainesville. And practice rounds today, both the Americans and the Europeans.
Yep.
I'm hoping to see some of it. They start at 8. So I don't know if how much I'm going to see it. But anyway, at 1 o'clock, there's a 9-hole challenge, celebrity challenge, and your boy Ron Rivera is in it.
Oh, very nice.
You can break down his swing.
So I'll I got VIP.
You
got VIP ticks, so I'm sure I'll probably see him. I'll go up to him if I have a chance.
Hold on, you're gonna actually walk up and talk to him?
It's his boy.
I mean, it kind of depends on the setting, the situation. But yeah, I'll say hello to him.
Okay.
I'll say, hey, do you remember me from Pebble at the gallery breakfast spot?
He's more likely to remember you from his weekly appearances on the show.
Well, I'll tell him that, but yeah. I'll tell him that Eric Bickle's your biggest fan and he wanted to come today, but he couldn't. So,
it's just funny. Jason likes FaceTime with these guys.
Yeah, I don't. I would not engage with that loser. I would just let him go out and do his 9-hole challenge. And then
me too.
I'd have a drink in the background behind the ropes or whatever, and I'd just chill.
Hey, you want to ask him an off-the-record question, which you can then tell us about. Like, you have your initial small talk.
Depends on the setting. All right, how many people are around.
Right, if you have your initial small talk.
What do you want to know?
Hey, whatever. Just throw in, like, hey, be honest, was Bieniemy a disaster? Just to get his version of that. Because he wasn't a Bieniemy loyalist. He plucked Bieniemy to kind of save face and say, I'm going to hook up the offense hey, this coach, way, and then it was disaster.
Off the wreck. Yeah. Off the wreck.
He's not gonna. He's not gonna confide.
He's not gonna bury.
He's certainly not gonna tell me.
No. Right. He would tell.
He met me one time face to face.
Yeah. He's not gonna confide in.
You weren't seeing
stranger.
The reaction.
Yeah.
He would just be stone faced.
You need to ask.
Be diplomatic about it.
You need to ask. The proof is in the pudding, yeah, buddy.
What does it matter? Yeah. He stunk as an old.
Well, none of it
year.
Matters.
You know? He just wants to know his opinion of him. I'm not gonna ask him that.
Mm.
I don't even know if I'll be able to talk to him. Who knows?
Which anyway, of the American sillies are going to be there?
I'm sorry?
Which of the American players are going to be there?
Well, I mean, Nelly Korda's there, and Lexi's there, and Roseanne.
Lexi is. I was wondering if Lexi was going to be there.
Oh, yeah. She was a captain's choice.
By the way, I saw a video yesterday that was circulating on Twitter. They were asking the members of the Solheim Cup team who they would not want to have the aux, to have the musical selection, yeah, I guess, in the women's locker room.
Right.
And a lot of them said Lexi Thompson, and she goes up a few points in my book because they said she's too much into the rock and heavy metal.
Oh, really?
I said, Lexi
really?
Thompson?
That's your girl now.
I like the cut of your jib, Lexi Thompson. We could hang out.
Yeah.
That was a good thing to hear.
Good answer.
Yeah, great answer.
Good answer for Kate.
Happy to hear that.
So you know how we often lament we don't love volunteering for things?
Yeah, volunteering is very overrated. You know, this one, I think I speak for the whole collective.
This one has to do with my
not
wife.
My DNA.
And I can't believe how much it was. So
yeah.
Our buddy Chris Farley reached out to me.
Love Chris Farley.
And he said, hey, do you mind if I ask your wife to do a charity Dancing with the Stars
okay.
thing?
And, and when once it goes to your wife, you're like, yeah, sure, you can ask her. Go right
of course.
Ahead.
I said, why make me the middleman? Right. You could just go right to her.
Go directly.
You have her number.
Yeah.
Text her. Ask her. So we're friends with Chris.
Yeah.
She was happy to do it. Then whoever runs this charity event, Dancing with the Stars in D.C.
What's happening here?
They send like a contract.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes. It was 4 pages.
Oh.
Wow.
Could you imagine? Now she's going to do it.
Okay.
Could you imagine committing to 11 practice sessions?
What is it for? It's for
That's
a charity
funny.
Event?
It's
That's
for
funny.
A charity. I'm guessing that Chris's store is sponsoring her.
Yeah.
And
so
I don't know how many contestants
Chris,
there are.
Or are you going to dance
no,
with Chris?
No, she's dancing with some professional guy.
Oh, she's some, definitely
some
doing
some hunky
it.
Professional dancer.
Yeah. You know, they fall in love a lot.
Yeah.
Those two.
Yeah.
Where are the?
It's a very intimate
where
thing.
Where are the lessons yeah. or the?
Not
practices.
Sure.
I thought you were going to tell us that you had gotten roped in.
No, I have no
That's
dancing talent.
Preposterous.
I barely was able to pull off my wedding
I mean,
dance.
It would be like the scene in it was the Silver Linings Playbook when Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence are attempting to dance, but probably way worse. Yeah.
I don't remember that scene, but I'm sure it was terrible.
It's actually a good movie.
But she was doing all this prep last night, looking at videos of Dancing with the Stars and trying to figure out what dance she's going to do
Sounds
with
like a horrible
some rando.
Night.
I said, you said
Have
yes.
Fun.
Yeah. He ain't going to be a rando by the end of the 11 weeks.
I know, right?
11 practices. They're going to be like,
they're going to be close.
Bumper to bumper.
They're going to be dirty yeah. dancing
you
before
know what I'm
you
saying?
Know it.
They're going to be bumper to bumper in there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
funny.
Well,
man, that is,
when is that event?
It's quite a commitment.
I think it's either end of October or maybe early November.
And it's where is it? It's in D.C., you said?
I think now you're asking me details that I should remember. Maybe the Four Seasons?
Okay.
D.C.!
So that means not only is she doing it, you're going to have to go to it. You've actually
oh, yeah.
have to go to
I mean, it. I'm playing in a pickleball event in D.C. in late September, mm-hmm. but there's no practice. There's no contract.
Right,
the- I'm just going to show up
mm-hmm.
and hopefully me and Mikey Stotts wax a bunch of other people in the D.C. media, and then we're playing on the main court. But there's no practice. We're just showing up and playing.
Right.
Well, she had me look at this contract, and the one thing that jumped out at me, it said that each contestant must bring in $10,000 worth of sponsors.
Damn.
Man, what is happening here?
And I looked at that and I said, well, wait a second.
Don't
here.
Look at me.
Don't commit to this.
Yeah.
I was like, check with Chris to make yeah. sure that he's oh, yeah, the sponsor.
That's his purview.
Because
yeah.
you can throw in a couple of tweets or Instagrams.
Yeah.
You can't commit to $10,000.
Don't bark up this tree for right. like a $500 donation because that ain't happening. That's on Chris Farley.
I'm trying to think of the last thing, because I know I have nothing on the agenda to volunteer for. I'm trying to think of the last thing I volunteered for, and I got nothing. I literally got nothing.
Yeah. I have too much. I have too much.
Have to just also, coaching. Along those same lines.
I mean, you coached.
People don't ask me this every...
5 years ago.
They don't ask me this during every event.
Wasn't that long.
But when I host my monthly poker tournament, sometimes people are like, hey, does this have a charity component? Is any of this money going to charity? And I say to them, no. It's going right into all the DGEN's pockets.
Right.
There's no charity here. No. All these people are doing is trying to flop set over people.
Right.
We have no charity we're giving this money to. It's like every other month.
I mean, I could make the argument that I've taken hundreds of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands for sure, pictures that I've edited and given to other players and their families.
Okay, sure.
You know, sort of, it's not charity.
It's
but
like a labor of love. It's
a labor
like
of love
do,
that
yeah.
I do that I curse myself as I'm right. doing it every week, yeah. going through all the editing. But other than that,
right,
I got nothing.
My charity slate is pretty blank.
Yeah, I got nothing. He's not cut. I'm not cut from that cloth.
No, case. I don't think any of us are.
No,
it's November 9th, Jason. To answer your question,
the November 9th.
And apparently, Kevin did this before. BDK did this.
Yeah, he's breathing hot.
And Chris Farley did this before.
Mate.
And it's funny though. Chris
don't
didn't ask me.
Associated with it.
Chris asked yeah. whether my yeah. wife would.
Chris
do
Farley,
it.
I love you. I'll never. If you send me a contract about dancing, I'll rip it into 100 pieces.
I'll send you back
trash.
All my hokas.
Did she hesitate? Or did she say, oh, yeah, I'll do it?
I think there was some slight hesitation, but.
She wanted to know the parameters. It's the kind of thing that I could see Jess doing that. She's a fitness person. She likes that kind of stuff.
I mean, she's a former Redskins cheerleader. She can dance.
She's got some moves.
Yeah, she likes that stuff.
But it's just the commitment level.
Oh, yeah, the raw commitment is a high level.
The only thing I could possibly...
All right, I'm looking at these dancers. Is she going to fall in love with any of these dudes? Here's the pros.
Hey, you never know.
Dude, I don't say... Yeah. All I know, she's going to be bumper to bumper with them for 11 practices. The very intimate, erotic
Yeah,
That sure. dude's kind of handsome. Yeah.
She might be in trouble,
hope
buddy.
She doesn't get that guy.
Yeah. I will only watch the Tennessee Volunteers if they're on TV. That's the only volunteer I'm into. If I'm betting on them.
Yeah. I got nothing, man. Just not a charitable person.
That sounds so bad.
I mean, I give away.
Just being honest.
I give away,
I give away money.
Old clothes and stuff. Like, that's the extent of my charity.
You're doing it for a write off. It's like,
and, like, sometimes people come door to door, like the fire department. My wife will stroke a $50
check. Doesn't count.
Oh, you put some money in the boot every now and then.
These are my charity givings.
Yeah. I mean, that way, makes writing checks and giving away, I got a lot of that.
You bring in coffee to work from time to time?
I mean, that doesn't really count. But sure, look, the ledger's pretty bare. So if you want to add that, go right ahead. Please do.
I'm far from a coffee expert. I don't even like coffee. I just drink it so I can survive my life. And today, I noticed that we didn't fill up our coffee at home. I had no coffee. So, it's okay. I'll use Valdez and Cakes, they brew their own pots here.
Yeah.
And I go in and there's very little left. And of course, I want Valdez to take it. I'll take the next pot, whatever. And I don't know. I don't know anything about coffee, but I do one scoop per cup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I see Cakes or somebody has poured a little piddly amount of coffee, whatever, grains or whatever you call it, in the
grounds
in the thing.
In the filter.
And then Valdez takes it, fills the water jug thing to the top. Sure.
All the way up to 12.
He's got about 4 scoops and he's got 19.
No, I put about 6 heaping scoops of coffee in there.
So you're saying
I'm throwing off on the math.
It's going to be fine. Again, I usually eyeball the amount of coffee that goes into the...
I'm just throwing off
on the math. Eyeball it. You can't have too
brew.
Many grounds because it'll overflow.
Leave it to the pros. Yeah. We are the pro coffee guys.
That's how you get grounds into the coffee pot. Yeah, is if you put too many in the filter, right. Then all of a sudden it overflows and trickles into the pot. And then all of a sudden you're drinking Folgers.
Well, I've never filled up my water thing like you guys do.
Oh, too. You fill it up to the brim.
Yeah, you guys
fill it to the max.
All right, coming up on the show today, our pal Mike Loxley, Terps head football coach, will join us. They had a tough one against Michigan State. They look for a bounce back against UVA.
Say that again.
Mm-hmm. He will join us at 9:40. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, at 9:00. They got pounded.
Wasn't a good day for Matt Gore again.
Wasn't a good day. Yeah. For Mackenzie Gore and the Nationals. We'll talk to Mike Rizzo at 9:00. And Trevor Sikkema from Pro Football Focus will join us at 8:40. Plus, it's a game show Wednesday. Give you a chance to win HF Festival tickets coming up at 6:45. Right here on the Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chuckies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I got to thank our listeners. Our listeners are great to us. Fans of the show will offer us things from time to time. I mean, Drab basically did a whole vacation staying at listeners' condos.
Yep, it was very nice.
But a listener offered us Nats tickets, which that's kind of redundant. We're the home of the Nats. We can get Nats tickets. But tickets to go see Caitlin Clark, and I took them up on it. I think next Thursday I'm going to go see Caitlin Clark.
I think you could also get that through. We could probably get literally everything in town but Commanders tickets through our connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can go through Monday.
But it's nice when I don't have to go through the same people and somebody else is offering me the tickets. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
hold on. When's that? It's Thursday? They're playing Thursday?
Next Thursday.
Oh. A WNBA regular season's got to be winding down.
So is that going to be a cap one? They're going to put it to Big Dog?
I would assume so.
Yeah. I mean, the way she's selling tickets. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, so, it has to be a capital one. There's Ted's too good of a businessman to have that at a 4,500 seat 15, arena.
15,000 people.
When you can have 19,000 in the house or more.
Right.
But didn't they at first, the first game, say that they were going to do it at the Entertainment and Sports Arena?
Right. I think they were taken aback. I think they were taken aback by just her star power and staying power. I know I have been.
I thought originally the whole plan was for the Caitlin Clark game to be at Capital One. I don't think it got moved.
Yeah, I thought originally they said
they added the Angel Reese game.
Right. Right.
Oh.
Yeah, they knew they know what Caitlin Clark mania is all about. Like, they weren't caught off guard by that.
Well, I was definitely caught off guard. 100%. I thought as soon as the tournament ended, she would kind of fade away. But to her credit, and to the league's credit, you know, I think all the bullying of her and everything, all the non-acceptance of her,
right,
has really worked out in her favor.
So it's the last game of the regular season for the Mystics, which I believe will be the last game of the season for
the
Mystics.
What if she doesn't play?
Ooh, that would suck.
They don't.
Because if I find out that she's not playing, I'm not going.
She looks like, I mean, they look
I
like.
I thought it'd be cool to bring my 7-year-old.
I mean, maybe she does because, you know, she's the star of the league, but right now they're solidified in the 6th seed. Doesn't look like, I mean, I guess they could catch
the 5.
You think
they'll rest her?
They could. I mean,
is that what the WNBA rest their stars?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's the last game of the season.
I heard somebody say the WNBA should just change their playoff plans right now. Their playoff games are scheduled to go up against NFL games.
Well, that's
nobody
dumb.
Will watch.
That's
it.
Dumb.
Nobody will
they
watch
should
it. They
change
need
that
to
immediately.
Maybe move the games to 10 a.m. Move the games to
just move them off Sundays.
Right.
They're scheduled for Sundays against the NFL.
I think
that's
sometimes
the
they're on Sundays.
Way to bury your problem.
Well, they've got to move them off Saturdays too.
I'm going to have to talk to my wife about that.
You know what? Friday night.
Prime time.
That would work.
There you go.
Sounds like a great plan.
Caitlin on a Friday night. People will watch that.
You don't know when my soccer game is this Sunday.
What, 1 p.m.?
Ooh. 1 p.m. I'm just going to record, go back.
I hate that.
I'm not going to do the bit where I say, don't tell me. I'll do a combination I'll pick it up live in the second half, and then I'll go back
that's
and watch.
That's fine to do with, like, Game of Thrones or, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
But for a live sporting event, if you're on any sort of social media, you can't you can't help but run into the spoilers.
Yeah. I should be home by.
Can't go on social media.
I should be home by 2:30.
Right.
1 to 2. Yeah, I'll be home by 2:30. So I'll watch the second half and just
hopefully
record
Daniels
the first half.
Already has like 60 rushing yards at halftime.
And Daniel Jones has.
I can't
a couple
remember
of picks.
What when I was coaching travel ball, what I you know fall ball, what I was doing during those Commander games. Yeah. I guess I was just doing the same thing you were doing, just
you're watching
waiting,
it. You're, watching the DVR it through your commercials. Yeah. You do get to go watch it faster, but you don't really get to enjoy it if you like to enjoy it, which I do.
But yeah, man, it was
this
a while
past
ago.
Sunday, week one, I drove back from Durham during the beginning of the week one, 1 p.m. window. Mm-hmm. And then after that, as soon as we got home, I was like, let's walk the dog now. Let's walk Winnie. Let's get her walked. Let's do the fastest walk ever. Because we've been in the car for 4.5 hours, dog scooped up. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's walk her now, get to watch the second half of the 1 p.m. games, and then head into Commanders at 4:25.
What was your traffic like coming back?
Wasn't bad at all. I've never seen this ever before.
No traffic in Fredericksburg.
Fredericksburg, not one brake light.
Wow.
I was bracing for it, and I was looking on the Waze, and there was no red.
Nothing,
I was like, I don't understand this, because usually I come to Fredericksburg, and I see that big hill. And it's nothing but red brake lights in my face for 20 minutes. And then I had to go on every podunk side road known to man in Virginia to get past the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have to sweat it this time.
I was nervous because I'm flying back from... So Cornell has 3 games at Valpo, right?
Mm-hmm.
3 different days.
Wow.
2 on Friday, 1 on Saturday. And I'm flying back Sunday, but I'm looking at it
Valpo,
right now.
Valpo, is that in Indiana?
Yes. Yeah, but I'm flying into Chicago. I think it's like an hour away. But... Okay. 10:45. I'm back at 10:45 BWI. This should be fine.
Oh yeah, you're good.
You know, even if I put some bags on this stupid thing,
delay
could hurt me. Yeah. Delay could hurt me.
All right, let's open up the Junkies Sports page presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
All right, Cakes, we need 3 wins from the Nats to win our big bet, our season total win total over 66.5.
Yep.
They've played 144, so there's 18 to play. So if they go 2-16, it's the worst beat in history. We should get 3 wins.
Tragic beat.
Last night was not one of them. Shut out by the Bravos, 12-0. Now the Braves are battling the Mets for that third wild card, so these games are big for the Braves. But not a good day for anybody really for the Nats because they only had 3 hits offensively. Mm. The Braves had 15. Gore started 3 2/3, give up 6 hits, walked 3, 7 runs, only 2 earned because the Nats couldn't play defense last night. I think they had maybe they had 3 errors. No, they had 2 errors. Okay, Ruiz had an error and Tania had an error. But anyway, not a good day for.
I saw
Matt Gore.
Darren Baker went in maybe like in the 7th inning. Did he? Do anything? Did he get in at bat?
Baker.
Did he
Baker.
Get in at bat?
He must have been a defensive replacement.
He was a defensive replacement.
Yeah.
And he didn't get in at bat?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got 2. He was 0 for 2 with a strikeout.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just curious.
But they only got 3 hits, so. James Wood had 1. Mm-hmm. And then Tania had 2.
Can you just remind me, because I haven't looked at the box in the last couple of days, give me what is Cruz hitting and what is Wood hitting?
Cruz is hitting 200.
All right.
Woods, it's 275, I think.
Okay.
Hold on, let me check.
273 right now.
All right, Woods at 273. Cruz is at 200, so he's
all right.
He's dialed it back.
James right. Wood has 5 home runs.
I thought he'd have more, but.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he's
not
in
a good
double
day for
digits
the
in stolen bases. He's got 12.
Yeah. So I hate talking to Riz after a 12-0 loss.
Yeah, it's not
I don't think
great.
He cares that much.
No,
he doesn't care that much about day-to-day.
Like, when we introduce him, it'll sound like they had just won the World Series.
Yeah. He doesn't care that much about yesterday's result.
True. All right, so they lose 12-0. We'll see what happens tonight. Phillies beat the Rays last night 9-4.
Is Bryce Harper Rick?
Bryce Harper had 4 hits, but he was Rick because Nick Castellanos got hit in the bottom of the 8th by I don't know what pitcher it was for the Rays, one of their bullpen guys. And Harper was on 2nd, and Castellanos was pissed, and he started approaching the mound, and then Harper comes off 2nd and starts approaching the mound. Anyway, no punches thrown, but it was a little skirmish last night in Philly.
Philly's going to win the division, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then beyond that,
100%.
In that division, the Mets
and Yankees
and Braves are battling
Braves.
It out for the last wild card spot?
Correct. Mets and Braves are, I believe, tied.
Yeah, I just looked it up. 79-66.
Yeah. The other race to kind of talk about and focus on, all the other races are pretty much done. All right. I mean, Cleveland's going to win the Central, even though their game's 3.5, or their lead's 3.5. They're going to end up winning that. Astros are up 4.5 on the Mariners. Astros lost last night, but they're going to win that division. You just mentioned the Phillies, big lead in the East. Same with the Brewers. Dodgers, 4.5 game lead. They lost last night, but 4.5 game lead over the Padres. But it's the Orioles and Yankees. Last night, the Orioles and Fenway beat them 5-3.
Said Mullins hit 2 bombs.
Said Mullins, even though his average isn't great, he's had 17 bombs and he's got almost 30 stolen bases. I mean, the guy can play. So, yes, he had 2 bombs last night. So the Yankees lost to the Royals. So they have a half game lead over the Orioles. So those are the two races you're kind of focusing on. Yankees, Orioles in the East. And, of course, winning the division, especially having the best two records, is huge because you get a little break while the other teams face off each other in a wild card. So Yankees up half a game on the Orioles, and Mets, Braves tied for the third wild card in the National League.
Valdez, will Jordan Westberg make it back in time for the playoffs?
I don't know. They have him fielding grounders and everything. I see videos of him doing that every day. I don't know.
He's their stud third baseman.
All-star third baseman.
Mm-hmm.
If the Orioles win the division, it might be the greatest division win ever, considering how many...
All the injuries, yeah.
Considering how many injuries they have.
They're going to finish with roughly how many wins?
I hope they get 91.
90, low 90s, maybe low mid 90s if they play well.
Yeah. All right.
They'll avoid Scooble next series against the Tigers, which is good.
Yeah, let's see. They've got their next 6. Boston again tonight.
Then Detroit, then I think San Fran.
Yeah. San Francisco at home, Detroit at home. They do have a 3-game series in New York. It's probably going to come down to that. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. It's probably going to come down to that 3-game series in New York in late September.
And Albert Suarez has been the team's MVP.
Yeah,
over Gunnar, over Tony Taters.
Yeah, he's
over Corbin. The guy's been electric.
Pitched well last night.
14-year vet they found pitching in like China.
That's amazing. Is your dad locked in watching every game?
Yeah.
You guys text each other?
Not really.
Games?
He's in Hilton Head right now. So
living the life. Very good.
They have a
so
place
jealous.
There, right? Is that what it is? Or they
no,
always
no, no. They go to the same place every year. Mm. This person rents it out, does limited rentals. And
they're just in.
My mom and my dad go like for 2 to 3 weeks in the spring and in the fall.
So jolly. Nice. Love it down there. All right. Couple of NFL notes. Adrian Peterson has been ordered by a judge in Houston. He's got to turn in a bunch of assets to help pay back a debt that's estimated to be worth north. All right. Not south. Mm-hmm. North of $12
million.
Yeah, he took out a loan back in 2016. Took out a loan from a company in, I guess, a bank or something in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was going to be able to pay it back because in 2017 he thought he was going to get an $18 million contract with the Vikings, an extension. Vikings ended up not extending him, so he became a free agent and his salary went down considerably. But he racked up a bunch of debt there and interest.
What's he going to do? I mean, he doesn't have the money.
He
filed
that
for
back.
Bankruptcy. That's
I'm surprised.
I mean,
hasn't he already filed for bankruptcy?
I would imagine. I mean, he's been in financial distress for years. I mean, people were wondering why he's still hanging on. Toward the end of his career,
but
this
remember,
is part of the reason why.
He made over $100 million.
Right.
Now, obviously, taxes and paying your agent and all that stuff.
When he had a lot of kids.
Yeah. So he didn't take home $100 million, probably took home 40% of that, maybe 50%. But the majority of the earnings took place prior to 2016 mm-hmm. when he took out the loan.
But it wasn't like a regular loan, too. Wasn't it like a pretty exorbitant
some sort
interest
of business
rate?
Loan? From what his lawyers and representation are saying, like he thought that, I guess the corporation that they formed would be liable for the, I guess, paying it back. It just sounded like a lot of legal mumbo jumbo that was being spewed. But yeah, he's never going to pay. Like, he's $12 million in the hole.
He's not going to get,
He's never going to pay
that bank
it off.
Or company is not getting it all back.
Right.
Well, he could start a podcast and sign with Spotify and they'll give him $120 million.
Probably right.
He could do that.
Then he's out.
I don't know what else he could do.
Then he's good to go.
Yeah.
We talked about Deshaun Watson yesterday. The NFL now says it's reviewing the civil lawsuit that was filed Monday, accusing Watson of sexual assault and battery in October of 2020.
Did you read Mike Florio's piece on Pro Football Talk?
No.
He's trying to say there. He has the official language from Deshaun's contract.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that there's a Hail Mary hope the Browns may have an out.
Oh, really?
In the contract, based off of
conduct,
and yeah. if it's a felony conduct, and if he's convicted,
contract
of it.
Voided.
Yes,
yeah. So he's trying to be fired up.
He's trying to say that there's language in there. The contract could be voided if this kind of sees itself through.
Right, because if it's just a civil suit. I'm guessing it can't be because he's already been through all these civil suits.
Right.
If it's a criminal case, and like you said, if it's a felony, yeah. I mean, I would think that every contract, if you're accused of a felony or convicted of a felony, you could void the contract.
Even if it was something from something that was known. Well, I guess maybe you could say this particular.
Because none of it's been criminal. It's all been civil.
Yeah, I understand.
So that has to be the way.
And this is Florio's expertise, I feel like, is.
Yeah.
NFL and law coming together in one. So if he's saying there's kind of a Hail Mary out, I believe him.
Yeah.
No, I think he's probably right.
Well, if I'm the Browns, I'm looking for that Hail Mary out at every turn.
But he's making a boatload of money. It's outrageous, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with like Dak now getting $60 million a year, I guess is his average.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where is Deshaun? Is he still in the top 10 with his pay? I mean, because the quarterback pay keeps going up. Like Burrow's getting a boatload. They're all getting so much money.
Well, the problem
is 240 over how many years?
If you're getting paid say $50 million a year and you're playing like a $5 million quarterback or less, if you're playing like a backup or worse,
I agree.
It cripples your franchise.
But he may not be near the top. I mean, he probably is. He probably still
he's
in the top 10.
Close to the top.
Is he making like $50 million a year or is he making like $35 million a year?
His 2024 cash is $46 million.
Yeah. 156 over four.
His cap hit.
That's what they gave him?
I think it's 156.
Okay.
I said 240, but yeah, I was getting that. Was
a five,
240 was the DAC.
He signed a five-year, $230 million deal with the Browns.
Right.
So his cap hits there. In 25 and 26 are $72.9 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's just huge.
Good luck making that go away. What a catastrophic decision by the Browns.
So the base next year is, like you said, 46 mm-hmm. and 46. So two more years of 92 coming to him after this year.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll hit the skins, start diving into Commanders versus Giants in week two. But coming up next, we'll play Junkie's Password on a game show Wednesday. Your chance to win HF Festival tickets. You can get in now by calling us at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. That's 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Junkie's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Coming up after we play Junkie's Password, we're going to talk to our pal, Mike Marr, who is back from his trip to Tampa.
Mm-hmm, yes.
He was supposed to be back yesterday, but maybe he had a little too much Tampa.
Oh.
So we'll find out
if Tampa got
the best of him.
Okay. All right, good.
Because we didn't see him yesterday.
No, did not see him.
Right now, though, we're going to play Junkie's Password, giving away tickets to HF Festival. Which is coming up next.
Soon.
Saturday.
Yeah, it's soon.
The 21st.
At Nationals Park.
Let's punch up two contestants. Each contestant will pick a junkie as their partner.
Ooh.
Jason is missing in action, okay. So you might want to pick him.
Sounds good.
Who is our first contestant?
I'm using it wrong. I got two. I got one mouse for my computer, one for the work computer. Here we go. Let's go to Tim in Waldorf. Hey, Tim, who do you want to work
Tim
with?
Tim in the Dorf.
Hey, good morning. I'll pick Cakes.
All right. And let's go to Hugh, calling from the Dina. Hugh, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Hugh?
You want to work with Valdez? I'll actually throw Valdez in there.
Pasadena on Pasadena.
You want to do that?
I like it.
If he'll do it, that's fine.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Valdez.
Right,
Valdez,
what's wrong? I want to get Valdez involved.
Valdez, here's the password.
My eyes are hurting. I want to get Valdez involved.
All right.
Okay.
All right, who gives the first clue?
Cakes, you give the first clue.
Let's go.
Hmm.
You got Cakes. Let me see it. Let me just.
All right. I have the first clue.
This is to Tim in Waldorf.
I can only use one word?
Yes.
All right.
You know the rules of password.
I do. All right, Tim. Your clue is prayer.
Prayer.
Not a bad clue.
I got nothing.
All right. That's
all right.
Bad.
All right. To Valdez to try and hook up
to Hugh.
All right. You ready to win, Hugh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. First clue is prayer.
Yeah.
Right.
Second clue, living.
John Bon Jovi.
Winner.
Winner.
Nice job, Valdez.
I don't know how to.
I think you probably could have said the whole title because it's a proper name, which was usually allowed.
Then my guy wins.
I would have gone music first. So that way it's ping pongs back to me.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
I might be confusing Van Halen with Bon Jovi.
Okay, yeah.
Who had Slippery When Wet?
That's Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
That's the title of their album.
So I would have said Slippery, which would have been the same thing, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
I'm not saying it's better.
That's a crushing loss for Tim.
All right, yeah. Hugh in Pasadena, you win 2 tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st. That's at Nationals Park.
Mm-hmm.
Features the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush,
and many more. There you go. Good job.
For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com.
How was the events,
courtesy IMP.
How was anybody here how the Springsteen concert went?
I have not heard any details.
Was that last weekend?
It was recently.
Hey.
Yeah, I thought it was last
I was told somebody went to a concert the other day. And I said, what concert was it? Mm-hmm. And they said, Cigarettes After Sex. Have you ever heard of that band?
I have not.
Mm-mm.
Know nothing about
it. Good title.
It's a great band title. But I've never even heard of that band. I'm like, mm-mm. What am I missing? Is that a big band?
Where was the concert?
Didn't ask the venue. But
one of our listeners sent us a picture a couple days ago. That they had won tickets on the show, and his wife was going to see Nicki Minaj. She was all dolled up to go see Nicki Minaj.
Wow, she's still a thing. She didn't have like an OnlyFans or something.
I think she's still a thing,
right?
My buddies went to Pearl Jam, in Philadelphia 2 nights ago.
Okay, uh-huh.
And they said it's one of the best 5 concerts they've ever been to.
Really?
I said, really?
Did they play forever?
They're so past their prime. I mean, but apparently they were awesome.
Yeah.
They were coming here.
They have a huge library. I mean, huge library.
Hits. Yeah. All the hits to play.
They're in Baltimore tomorrow.
What was your story? What the hell happened?
You're such a badass trip, man.
I mean, you were really looking forward to this trip, too.
He sent me pictures. He was out on the boat. Video out on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
So Friday,
How was the flight down? Flight okay?
Yeah, the flight was easy. And I was actually telling the lads earlier, first time in my life, I mean, the power of the junks. Got spotted at the airport a couple times.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, so that was a really cool experience.
How is he getting spotted, Valdez? Is he getting airtime that we don't realize?
Well, I mean, he's on TV. He's on Monumental whenever they do the wide shot over here.
I don't really watch the feed, so he's getting a lot of airtime.
Oh, yeah. He has a better look than I do because I'm like side, and it's right on his face.
He's getting ADs.
Yeah.
Flip the board around. Yeah.
And not to mention, I mean, this is like fish in a barrel. Commander's game flight to Tampa.
Okay.
I mean, this is our wheelhouse.
Yeah, you got our wheelhouse.
There's going to be a lot of Junks listeners on that
right
plane.
And you were talking about going to Tampa, right? So maybe they were even keeping an eye
out for
you. Exactly,
yeah. But that's what I was saying to my friends. Like, if it's ever going to happen, the flight down to Tampa would be the time for it. Landed around 5 o'clock, did a little bit of work, and then we went out, gave them hell Friday, woke up Saturday, got Chick-fil-A breakfast, rented a boat, went down to a sandbar. I mean, it was just... like off the charts fun.
So how many guys did you have in your crew?
5.
So you can, I've never done this before.
Back up. Friday night you said you gave them hell. Do you go to a nightclub? What do you do?
No, so we went to this place called Wings and Whiskey and it was just this sports bar inside, outside, you know, pool tables. They had a dance floor, DJ. I mean, it was a big ass bar.
Did you hook up?
No.
He's not
going to try.
He's going to try.
Did you hear the disdain in his voice there?
Yeah, but he's not some prolific.
So how late are you
artist.
Out till on Friday night?
Friday, we were probably out until 1:30 or 2.
What are you, you're zinning? You got a double decker or whatever? You got is that what they call it? Upper decker?
Upper deck,
upper decky lip pillow is what they call
but don't
it.
Don't you have 2 of them in or no?
No, I just went with one. I mean, zins were kind of hard to come by out there. Went to a store.
Were. They're scarce.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's even down in Tampa getting affected.
And then what are you drinking?
We were drinking beer, High Noons, White Claws. I mean, no really top shelf liquor, just Miller Lights. A lot of Miller Lights.
So are you hungover on Saturday when you hit the boat?
So then Saturday.
No, he's asking you, are you hungover?
No, dude. I mean, I'm an animal. The people I was up with, you know, I mean, when you're 24, 25, right. I mean, you just
drink. Yeah, you don't get hungover at 24. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So you're feeling fine. How many cigs on Friday night?
I don't know, maybe like two, three.
All right.
Yeah, it was like, because obviously I know what I have to get myself into on Saturday. With
so
the
you know
boat.
Saturday's going to be the day you go hard.
A little bit, yeah.
Now, that's where I wanted to ask a question. JP can continue with this interrogation, but the question is, I've never rented a boat like that. Do you have to rent a boat with a captain? You guys can rent the boat and you sign off on it and it's your boat.
So one of my buddies, Dave, he, with his friends, has like a boat timeshare. So really, wherever they go around the country, they can rent a boat.
Intriguing.
Like on the
dude,
spot.
Valdez, that's right up your alley.
And it was a sweet boat, too. So, you know, we're going out on the water. We have the Michigan-Texas game on my phone. And
Any of you guys, like, nautical guys, like, good with
boats? So the
boats,
guy must have a boat. He must have a license or something.
Yeah, you know how to tie a knot? I mean, you know how to tie the cleat up?
We didn't ask for much of him. It was just go straight out to the sandbar. So we went out probably like 5 miles, and there were a bunch of boats, and we all anchored down together.
Yeah. By the way, that's
it's
very
a basic boat.
That's very aggressive for people that don't know what they're doing, right? Because a sandbar, you can ruin your engine because it literally will come up. Right. While your engine's down into the water,
okay, right.
Especially if it's like an onboard motor or offboard motor, yeah. That can run right into the sandbar, mess up right. Your engine.
And these landlubbers that know nothing about boats get behind the wheel. Well,
and then it's another thing because you got to know the tide. You got to know the tide times,
yeah.
Because the sandbar can go away or you can get stranded on land.
What do you think I care?
If the
roll down tide.
Yeah, so we anchored down probably like, we didn't get that close to the shore. We probably like 30, 40 yards and then swam in, met some people, went back to the crib on Saturday.
So how many, you got double decker or upper decker agains in all day?
Boat, yeah, quadruple decker.
I mean, right, just so many.
Yeah, yeah. And then went home, we all showered, got dinner, got some Greek food, which was really good. I forget the name of the place, no free shout outs.
It's all good.
And then, we went out.
You got
pretty
a year
late.
Old.
Yeah, pretty late in Saturday. Sunday woke up.
How many
up.
Cigs Saturday night?
Saturday night a club?
No. Yeah, we went to like a couple different places.
Saturday
one of them
night
was a
ramped
club.
Up cigs. I'm guessing 6 to 8 cigs.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. I wasn't
Marlboro Red still?
No. Marlboro Lights.
Okay, good. You tap
are
the
you
brakes.
Guys, are you guys weed guys too?
No.
Weed gummies?
No.
Nothing?
Yeah, all right.
Mm. So, and then stayed out pretty late. Saturday, Sunday woke up. Went right downtown, all woke up, shower, got breakfast. And then we went to this bar. I forget the name of it, but it was packed with just NFL fans, TVs everywhere. Watched all the 1 o'clock games there. Ubered down to the stadium, got there right on time. Let me tell you, the opening kickoff right before it, the national anthem was like one of the coolest things ever. That stadium is badass, but just the hype leading into the game.
How many beers on Sunday?
Oh, a lot.
How many think you consumed over the weekend? You personally?
Friday through
Sunday. You
can
just give a rough guess.
I don't know. Maybe like, what was it? 3 days? Maybe like
10 a day?
30? Yeah, yeah. Like all throughout the trip. But as far as, you know, missing Tuesday, to kind of go back to that, you know, I have like approval to kind of work remote. I mean, I love being in here all the time, but like, you know.
He's trying to say he didn't miss anything. Yeah, but I heard you were swearing off alcohol.
No.
At what point did you get hungover?
I mean, where'd you hear I was swearing off alcohol?
Drabby's coming in here swearing. That's
our intel.
Like you said, fake like news, Drabby.
No, it was fake news. He said, I'm done with Zins. I haven't had Zins since I got home. No more drinking. I'm on the straight and narrow.
You said no more drinking.
No, I'm turning over a new leaf. At least a couple weeks.
I mean, you just said please. You weren't. Right. I can't follow
Flip-flopper.
You.
Flip-flopper.
He's all over the place.
I thought you were talking about, no, on the trip, obviously, it gave him hell, but now it's like I'm in recovery stage where it's like I need a couple
of detox. Tampa scrambled his brain.
He's not quitting. He's detoxing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
you know what?
That's
he's going to take, what's today, Wednesday? He's going to take 2 days off.
Your liver regenerates. You
You'll
know?
Be back at it.
No chance you're taking 2 weeks.
Whereas Drunk Mike said the liver is the most resilient organ in the body.
Yeah, you see a couple days.
And this weekend
good.
Might challenge me because the UFC is at the Sphere.
That's
first
right.
Live show at the Sphere. Sean O'Malley's fighting, so we're actually throwing down a little party back at the house.
Yeah, I mean, you're back.
We'll see.
He's back. So Saturday.
So quick.
Yeah, just real quick, I do want to give a shout out just to all the people I went there with. Really cool group of people, and we gave them hell, and we're going to try to do this again next year at another
nice.
Location.
Very
so.
Good.
Just a bunch of dudes.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, just a cool time, though.
Yeah, all right. Good for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, we hooked up a listener with tickets to HF Festival. Now we're going to hook up caller number 10 with a $50 Wendy's gift card. Our game show Wednesday brought to you by Wendy's. It ain't a party till the sauce gets involved. That's why Wendy's Saucy Nugs Party Pack is 45-ish nugs slathered in honey barbecue, garlic parmesan, buffalo, or ghost pepper. Savor the drip of Wendy's Saucy Nugs Party Pack, open till midnight or later. Participating locations only. All you have to do is be caller 10 at 800-636-1067.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.